It's 10 trivia questions in the fine cities of Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. This is Trivia with Buds. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Today will be a different kind of episode, and I was trying to think of something to do to talk about the tragedies that took place in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas over the weekend. And as a trivia podcast, I was like, what is a way that I can do an episode of the show that would make sense for a daily trivia podcast, as simple as that sounds. And I wanted to highlight good things that have come out of cities where bad things happen. So today in the podcast, we'll be doing 10 trivia questions on Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas together. So there will be 5 questions on each city. And these are some things you may not have known that were amazing that happened in these cities where terrible things took place just recently. I know it's a very small thing to do, but I thought that that's what we do today. So that's what we're going to do. And I wanted to announce that all the Patreon donations for the month of August will be sent and forwarded to a website called impact.publicgood.com. They do these different campaigns that kind of target different organizations that are helping these cities that are in turmoil. So it says who benefits on this website, and it says your support helps 3 organizations working on the cause, which is the Dayton Foundation, the El Paso Community Foundation, and the Paso del Norte Foundation. So those 3 things will get all the Patreon donations for the month of August, which should be around $260. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, know that your money this month, not going to me, but going to help families and these communities that were involved in these mass shootings. It's a small thing we can do, and I was just trying to think of something we can do with the power of this show. So there's a donate link if you want to donate more money to that same campaign on impact.publicgood. I changed the show art for today to the logo for like that page. And you can also find the link in the show notes if you want to throw some more money towards that cause. There's not going to be a question of the day or anything like that. No crazy team names today. Just going to read these questions and hopefully help take your mind off of the bad that happened in these cities and remind you some of the good and the fun and the great stuff we can take from these places. And my heart goes out to anybody affected by these tragedies. And I'm so sorry if you were connected to anybody who was lost in these horrible acts. So we're going to jump into those questions in just a bit and get some trivia out of the episode. And then tomorrow we'll be back on track with another crazy category. So thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. Thanks for telling a friend about this cause and where this money's going to go. Again, find that link in the show notes, and we'll jump into 10 questions on Dayton and El Paso right about now. All right, here we go, guys. These are 10 questions. Every other question will be about the city of Dayton or the city of El Paso. Question number 1, what kind of race featuring wooden contraptions attracted over 40,000 spectators in Dayton in 1933? Question number 1, what kind of race featuring wooden contraptions attracted over 40,000 spectators in Dayton in 1933? Question number 2, one of the longest rivers in North America forms the natural border between the El Paso, Texas area in the United States and the Juarez, Mexico area. What is that river? One of the longest in North America. What river are we talking about? Question number 3, what magician dangled by his ankles from the Dayton Daily News Building back in 1916? What magician dangled by his ankles from the Dayton Daily News Building in 1916? Question number 4, at over 300 days of a certain type of weather per year, El Paso has the nickname of blank city. Question number 4, at over 300 days of a certain type of weather per year, El Paso has the nickname of blank city. You're going to fill in that blank. Number 4. Question number five, the world's first speeding ticket was written in Dayton, Ohio in 1904. How fast was the car going? Was it 6 miles per hour, 12 miles per hour, or 20 miles per hour? 6, 12, or 20? How fast was that first car going for the first speeding ticket? Number five. Question number six, what famous alcoholic drink was supposedly invented in El Paso in July 4th, 1956? Number six, what famous alcoholic drink was supposedly invented in El Paso, Texas on July 4th, 1956? Jumping on to question seven, Dayton, Ohio was the birthplace of what 70s music genre? Number seven, Dayton, Ohio was the birthplace of what 70s music genre? Question number eight, what famous football game has been played in El Paso since 1935? What famous football game has been played in El Paso since 1935? Question number nine, what famous inventive brothers were born in Dayton, Ohio? Number nine, what famous inventive brothers were born in Dayton, Ohio? And question number 10, what kind of water-based race takes place the second to last Saturday in June every year in El Paso? Number 10, what kind of water-based race takes place the second to last Saturday in June every year in El Paso? All right, those are your 10 trivia questions in the fine cities of Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to Dayton and El Paso trivia. Let's see how you did on these 10 questions. Number one, what kind of race featuring wooden contraptions attracted over 40,000 spectators in 1933 in Dayton? That would be the Soapbox Derby, the first of its kind, the Soapbox Derby, that downhill race where you make a crazy thing. From the movie The Little Rascals. They do one at the end of that movie. Number two, one of the longest rivers in North America forms the natural border between the El Paso, Texas area in the United States and Juarez, Mexico. What is that river? It is the Rio Grande. Rio Grande. Number three, what magician dangled by his ankles from the Dayton Daily News building in 1916? That was Harry Houdini. Houdini dangling by his ankles. And number four, at over 300 days of a certain type of weather per year, El Paso has the nickname of Sun City. Sun City is El Paso. Number five, the world's first speeding ticket was written in Dayton, Ohio in 1904. This car was going fast. Was it going 6 miles per hour, 12 miles per hour, or 20 miles per hour? It was the middle choice at 12 miles per hour. Too fast in 1904. Number six, what famous alcoholic drink was supposedly invented in El Paso on July 4th? 1956. That was the margarita, the tequila-based margarita, number six. Number seven, Dayton, Ohio was the birthplace of what 70s music genre? That would be funk. Funk was the music genre we're looking for. Number eight, what famous football game has been played in El Paso since 1935? That would be the Sun Bowl. The Sun Bowl, if you're into football. Number nine, what famous inventive brothers were born in Dayton, Ohio? That would be Wilbur and Orville Wright. So I think there was a battle over if North Carolina or Dayton, Ohio was the birthplace of flight. And Dayton obviously says that that's where they were born. They invented the plane. So that's the birthplace. And I think I saw something that said in 2003, it was ruled the correct birthplace, even though North Carolina claims it as well. And number 10, what kind of water-based race takes place the second to last Saturday of June every year in El Paso? That would be the Great River Raft Race, and it's on the Rio Grande. So they have this river rafting race there, and you can go check that out every single year. That is today's episode, guys. No question of the day today, no team names. Just want to focus on you listeners, knowing that your Patreon money will go to help these horrific acts that happened in these cities. So you can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. You could sign up for just a month and then just cancel it if you're not already a Patreon subscriber and you just want to help out for this month. Or you can donate more directly to the link in the show notes to this episode. Thank you guys for listening to the show today. And again, so very sorry that these things happen in the world we live in. But we can do little things to try and help out in small ways to help everybody as a whole. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Cheers.